Hello, everybody. Friday, March 4th, 2022. Classic CrossFit named workout today. Benchmark workout, hero workout, Cameron. We've done this one several times, and I always say this, it's important to remember, you know, workouts are fun, that's for sure, but especially in a hero workout, there's a real human being with a real story that lost their life, and that memory is honored through this workout. So if you'd like to learn more about Cameron, who he was, what he did, just go into Google, type in CrossFit Hero Workout Cameron. You can see the whole backstory, and just bear in mind, this applies to any hero workout that we do. But Cameron today is also our for time or not option. If you don't know what that means you didn't watch the video on Monday's training titled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First, which discusses all these things. So shame on you. Go back and watch that. Here's what Cameron is. For time or not, 50 walking lunge steps, 25 chest to bar pull-ups, 50 box jumps, 24 inches for men, 20 for women, 25 triple unders, 50 back extensions, 25 ring dips, 50 knees to elbows, 25 wall ball, 2-for-1 shots, 20 pounds for men, 14 for women, 50 sit-ups, and 5 rope climbs using your feet. There's a lot going on there. And we've got videos showing all those movements. We also have it as a two-person team workout today. Last time we did this was on February 27th, 2021. I want to go back into the BTWB app, check your time, see how it went, should you have modified it in any way. Most things in this are pretty straightforward. However, there's triple unders in there, which is just what it sounds like. When you jump into the air, the rope has to pass under your feet 3 times before you land on the ground. So that in and of itself is going to provide plenty of a challenge for a lot of people and be frustrating. The back extensions, most of the time when you see back extensions in a workout, that's a broad term. We would specifically define them as hip extensions, and you'll see that in the video today as well. And then the other part, which might be confusing, is the wall ball 2-for-1s. Picture your standard wall ball. You've got the ball in the front rack position, you squat below parallel, you stand up and throw the ball to a target, 10 for men, 9 for women, and then the ball comes back down, you receive it, squat back down, and so on and so forth. With the 2-for-1, picture this, you've got the wall ball, how you normally would, you squat down, you extend your hips, you throw the ball up, the ball's en route to the target. While that ball is in the air, then before it comes back down to you, you're now standing up, right? Because you finished the top and you threw the ball in the air. You have to execute a very fast air squat. Boom, you go down, you go up in the time that the ball is in the air. So boom, then you receive the ball, squat down below parallel, throw it up into the air, and while the ball is in orbit, you have to knock out another air squat. That's a wall ball 2-for-1. They're just as frustrating and hard as they sound, and they're challenging. There's a lot of coordination happening there. We've got videos again showing all the movements. Data pull from BTWB says super fitness robot time for men, 21 minutes or less. Women, 23 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, 27 minutes for men and 30 minutes and 30 seconds for women. Of course, those are soft boundaries. Remember that. If you go over by a bit, that's okay. The wild card option today, for time or not, it's exactly the same as the workout of the day with one key change. There's no triple unders. We replace them with 50 double unders. I have a feeling that will be a very popular item with people today. So let's see. There's also a two-person team version of that. For the scaled option today, we've reduced it a bit more in both complexity and reps. For time or not, 25 walking lunges, 25 pull-ups, you could have also do ring rows, 25 box jumps or step-ups, 50 single unders, 25 back extensions, 25 bar dips. You could also obviously do box dips off of a bench or a box, 50 hanging knee raises, or you could do sit-ups, and then 50 wall ball shots 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. You could, of course, lower the target. And there's a two-person team version there as well. Limited equipment crew. They've got a lot of stuff they need for Cameron, but there are some key changes for them. Instead of a box jumps, they've got 50 jumps to a target that's 12 inches above reach. The triple unders are still in there. They don't have a place to do hip extensions, assuming they have no GHD. So they're going to do 50 Supermans. They don't have a wall ball to do the two-for-ones, but they're going to do 15 dumbbell thrusters in place of those. A pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women. Make sure that that's clear in the way that it's marked here. And then 50 sit-ups, and they finish with, since they don't have a rope to climb, 15 strict pull-ups. Now, of course, you've had to change that because you don't have strict pull-ups. Do kipping pull-ups, you can do ring rows. You've got you know, authorization to make that happen. For the limited equipment crew, Super Fitness robot time, 20 minutes or less. More likely time, 30 minutes or less. No equipment workout today. 3 rounds for time or not, 50 jumping air squats, 40 push-ups, 30 sit-ups, and 20 Supermans. Accessory work. If you somehow feel like doing accessory work after today's workout, optional as always, here it is. Pistols, aka one-legged squats, 20 to 40 on the right leg, don't need to be unbroken, 20 to 40 on the left leg, video showing that, and then low ring muscle-up practice, 10 to 30 reps using as little leg as possible, with a video showing that. Cool down and stretching, and you earned it. 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, and rowing. Then we have the wall stretch for the leg, cobra stretch for the abs, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Wow, that was a lot going on today. Tomorrow, we're just going to enjoy ourselves, just the barbell. I will see you then.